Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
FBI interrogation procedures and the accuracy of the resulting information are becoming a focus for the defense in the first federal trial related to the Boston Marathon bombings. Under cross-examination, one federal agent acknowledged providing an inaccurate account of her questioning of defendant Azamat Tazayakov. He's accused of interfering with the investigation into the bombings allegedly carried out by his friend Zahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports.
Andrew Dwinells became Tsarnaev's roommate at UMass Dartmouth by the luck of the draw. He testified they had little in common, never socialized, and didn't talk much, and that in the days after the bombings, Tsarnaev acted the way he usually did, texting, using his computer, maybe sleeping a bit more, but he didn't seem agitated, said Dwinells. He didn't seem nervous. 3 days after the bombings, hours after the FBI released photos of the suspects, Dwinells testified three friends of Tsarnaev's came to the dorm with a text message from him indicating they could take items from the room. Dwinells says defendant Tazayakov asked if he could take a pair of headphones he had lent to Tsarnaev, and another friend took a bag of marijuana. But Dwinells didn't see them remove Tsarnaev's backpack or laptop as prosecutors charge. The defense contends Tazayakov never touched the backpack or laptop, and the FBI agent who interviewed him for more than 4 hours the next day could not settle the issue. Special Agent Sarah Wood recalled lots of details of her conversation with the defendant that were not included in her notes, but when discussing items taken from the dorm, Woods testified she could not recall which pronoun Tazayakov had used. She was unsure whether the defendant said he or they took the items, referring to the other two friends. Tazayakov's defense attorney hammered away at Wood's testimony, questioning her memory, charging she was tired when hours later, relying only on her notes, she wrote up an 8-page report. At the time, FBI policy didn't allow agents to record or videotape interviews. Massachusetts State Police barracks do use surveillance cameras, and that's where Tazayakov was taken for his interview. The timestamp on the state police video indicates Tazayakov waived his rights to an attorney before he was allowed to use the bathroom, even though he said he had to go urgently. In an affidavit, Special Agent Wood swore Tazayakov waived his rights after the bathroom, but after seeing the state police video, the FBI agent conceded she had it backwards. The FBI changed its longstanding policy a few weeks ago and now does record interviews. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman at Federal Court in Boston.